What if this morning, in the midst of our Mass, if you will, that the Blessed Mother appeared, and she just came, and she come walking down, you all knew it was her, and you'd be quite excited, I imagine, huh? Some of you would have to change your underwear because you'd lose it, or different things, but if the Mary was here, we would be awful excited. Why? Because she's the Mother of God. But you figure that Mary's the Mother of God, this Gospel, I think, is the gospel that's used more than any other gospel in a year. We use this gospel for almost every Marian feast, and then, it's always used. That's again and again and again we hear this gospel. And we use it so much because it's so important. Because again, as we get closest to Christmas, next Sunday's Christmas, and what we do is we focus on Mary always this last Sunday of Advent. And the reason we focus on Mary is because of her yes in the gospel today. Let it be done to me. And so we have great honor because why? Because the flesh of Jesus Christ came from Mary. But that originally came from God. Mary would have no flesh unless God gave it to her. So everything always ultimately comes from God. And Mary was preserved from all eternity from original sin, and she was sinless, and we know that. But have you ever sat there and thought, wonder what it was like to be Mary, to have God dwelling inside of you, to have the God of the universe become so small and live inside of a woman for 9 months? What was it like? And then I sit there and you got to figure that every one of us here knows what it's like, or we should, if we really are following what we believe. Every one of us here, most everybody here received communion in second grade, your first communion. And some of you are ancient, you're at least 40 years old. And as you sit there and you've received communion every day or every week since second grade, the same God of the universe that dwelled inside of Mary is the same God of the universe that dwells inside of you and me every time we go to communion. It's not, well, different. It's the same. It's the same God. The same God, Jesus Christ, that was inside of Mary for 9 months is the same God that's inside of you now. That's reality. But if we only lived that, if we only thought about that, if we only really let that sink into us, because we honor Mary, and oh, we should. But we need to know that just as she has, so do we have. Just as she had, so do we have. The same God of the universe dwells inside of us. And if you and I have received him since second grade, then we are what we eat, correct? The only thing you and I are is what we eat. If you stop eating, you die, because everything that makes up you and me comes from the food and the nutrients that we receive. So if you and I have been receiving God since second grade every day, when I was in grade school, we went to daily mass. It wasn't this garbage of go once a week as a class. Daily mass, the whole school, every day, every day, every day. Deal with it, grow up, become what you're called to be. Nowadays, we go to a Catholic school and they might go once a week or whatever, and oh, it's just too much. Shut up. Go to Mass. This is where it is. I went to Mass every single day from first grade to eighth grade, even on Saturdays. It didn't kill me. And it wouldn't kill, but nobody here does that anymore. But anyway, it's all beside the point. But the reality, so think, I must have received God in my life going to daily Mass every day for the last, I'm 45, I got communion at 7, so 43 years times 365 times. Anybody got how many times that's been? Lots. So I should really be sitting there thinking about God is inside of me, reality. But he's inside of all of us. And so that's what we got to focus on today. That Emmanuel, we play these games as Catholics. And we think, oh, Jesus, again, when I was in St. Louis, we were at someone's house for dinner. And someone was complaining, we have these, these really liturgical type people that sit there and say, well, you can't put Jesus out in the crib until Christmas Eve. You ever hear anybody like that? Oh, they're all over you. What? Are you out of your mind?
You don't take Jesus off the cross on Easter Sunday. I still see him there on Easter Sunday. Do we take Jesus off the cross? No, he's already been there. Jesus has already been born. We're not going to pretend. Let's pretend he hasn't been born yet, and then he's going to come to us Christmas Eve. That's what keeps us all nuts. And that's what keeps us all ritualistic. And that's what keeps us away from being holy, because we play these games. Jesus Christ was born 2,000 years ago. He already is Emmanuel. And he's not going to be born in our life next week. He better be born in your life today. Every day is Christmas for a person who's in Jesus Christ. Next week is just something to remind us of his birthday. But right now, the same God that was born in Bethlehem, the same God that lived inside of Mary for 9 months, the same God you and I will stand before on Judgment Day, this same God gives himself right here in this altar and then comes to you and me and feeds us with himself. The same God. We don't play games. It's Jesus today who lives inside of you. Right now. Today is Christmas, right now, because Jesus is Emmanuel inside of you and me right now. Can you imagine when we start living that? That no matter where I am, God is. That I'm not just in a special place when I go to church. And when you and I, just because we have him living inside of us, doesn't mean we've truly surrendered to him living inside of us. Mary today surrendered. And when she surrendered to God and God took up residence inside of her, she became the temple of God. She became the Ark of the Covenant. When you and I truly receive Jesus into our hearts and our lives, and we start to create a temple inside of us. That's what we're called to do. That this body of mine, this body of yours, is called to be a temple of God. This is a nice tabernacle. Isn't it beautiful? The tabernacle of your life and your body is more beautiful than that tabernacle. Just as God dwells there, so God dwells here. And we've talked about this before, but I don't think most people get it. That you and I are called to build a tabernacle in our lives. We're called to build this temple. The bishop gave us, all the priests, a great book for Christmas this year. It's called The Joy of Priesthood. And it's written by a priest who's in charge of the St. Luke Institute, which deals with troubled priests. But it's a great, there's a line in there which I never thought about before. And he talks about, you know, we take a regular chalice, it's just a piece of metal. And as we take a piece of metal, this chalice here, we form the chalice, and it's just metal, and we make it all pretty and beautiful. And now this chalice is consecrated. If you were to drink water out of this chalice or to fill it up with Pepsi, it would be a sacrilege. This chalice now has been consecrated because now it is the place where God dwells. And to use this for anything less would be blasphemy. Huh? But the same thing that this regular metal is what a priest is. Regular human being that's formed and consecrated to be in persona Christ. To be a place where Christ lives specifically. So you expect priests to be holy, to be chaste, to be set apart. And we are, and we should be. But just as this chalice is this way, consecrated to God, just as a priest is this way, consecrated to God, so are you consecrated to God by virtue of your baptism. You were anointed that day, consecrated that day. You became the place that day where God dwells. And just as this chalice and the priest is called to be holy, so are you to be that way. That we, just as Mary, as we look at Mary and we go, oh, she's so wonderful and beautiful, and then we push that off on her, or the priest got to be holy, and oh, we push that off on him, or that chalice is supposed to be consecrated, and we push that off on a chalice, God says, stop it. Look in the mirror. You are called to be my vessel. You are called to be holy. You are called to be my mother. Did not Jesus say that? when they come and says, your mother and sister and brothers are waiting outside for you. And he says, who is my mother? Who is my brothers? And does anybody know the line? The one who does the will of my Father. Today, how did Mary become the mother of God? Let it be done to me according to your word. Whoever does the will of the Father. How do we truly become temples of God? When we do the will of the Father. So what you and I got to think about today is you and I got to surrender and become that temple. And the way you and I do that is say, Jesus, from this moment forth, it isn't about what I want. It's only about what you want. Jesus, from this moment forth, it isn't about what I want. It's only about what you want. Jesus, from this moment forth, it isn't about what I want. It's only about what you want. Can you and I really say that today? Is it real for us? Will we be able to really say, Jesus, you who live inside of me, I fully, completely, totally surrender myself to you. And the only thing I want for the rest of my life is what you want. It doesn't matter what I want. It only matters what you want. And again, we've talked about this before too, that when you and I finally die to self every day, to what I want and to what you want, and finally put that aside and say, okay, God, I'm only here what you want, then I become that tabernacle, that temple of God, in reality, just as much as Mary. And then, just as Mary brought life to the world, you and I will bring life to our husbands, to our wives, to our children, to our parents, to the people we hate at work, to the people we love at work, to our friends, to our enemies. Every day then is Christmas. We just don't go crazy once a year and go la-la. Every day, I bring Christ into the world. Every day, I am his temple. I am his tabernacle. And every day, you and I, like Mary, who are called to be holy, who are called to be consecrated, become instruments of salvation. So, today, the Word of God calls us to truly surrender everything as Mary did. It's called, if you listen to the second reading, there's one little line in there that says, the obedience of faith. One person was paying attention. So, the obedience of faith, that's what Mary had, that's what we have. And when we do it, we bring Christ every day, and every day is Christmas. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it? You better. Amen.